Great invite. What, five medalists? Third as a team out of 16 teams? Talk about it. That was a pretty good tournament for the weekend, wasn't it?
That is correct. The Sand Hills Valley Invite up in Stapleton, Nebraska. 16 teams. Some real good competition for this early in the year. A mix of some bigger schools that brought several girls with them and some smaller teams that have good quality wrestlers also. So, yeah, for us to medal five girls out of our seven that we wrestled, we were pretty pleased with that.
And a couple of champions as well, wasn't there?
Well, I tell you what, Peyton Cock wrestled for us at 115. And for this early in the season and her being a freshman, she is really wrestling strong. She wrestles with a physical nature, and she just gets after it. It was great to get Michaela Pate back after injury, and she took over right where she left off last year. We wrestled a real good girl for the championship with her, and we were a little bit worried about her conditioning being her first tournament back, but she made it through, I think, and we won that decision 8-1, I believe. So it was great to get her back. But, yeah, nice to have a couple champions.
And then you had three others with fourth-place medals.
We did. Paige Witt, Chase Johnson, and Aubrey Siebold all placed fourth for us, and they all wrestled real well throughout the day.
So great to those kids pick us medals. And the others that you took, I'm sure, are showing improvement all the time, aren't they?
They are. We have some new wrestlers this year. And the sport being as new as it is, we're constantly having to learn and just, start with the fundamentals and the basics, and they learn as we go. We're still early in the season, but that's what we try to do is just improve each time out on the mat, and so far the girls have been doing that.
I do believe you've got a big tournament at the high school gym coming up on Thursday, aren't you?
We do. We combine it with our boys' JV wrestling tournament, and we've got some teams, a lot of the teams that come for the boys' division will also bring their girls' teams with them. So, yeah, it'll be nice to have a home tournament in our home gym and hopefully get some fans out to be able to see the girls for the first time this season.
Are we talking about a lot of teams just bringing girls, from all over western Nebraska, even into central Nebraska as well?
We're going to have about six or seven teams, I think, primarily from Southwest Nebraska, and we do have a couple Kansas schools coming up that will bring their girls with them also. Last year we had Grand Island High School, and they brought their girls, a bunch of them. They're not going to come this year, so we did invite North Platte. Their JV boys come down, so we'll see if they're going to bring their girls with them. We hope they do. They've started wrestling this year, and they were actually at the invite that we were at on Saturday, and they've got some talented girls, even being their first year. They look pretty good, so we'd like to get them down and see what they can do at our home gym and give us some good competition.
Is this is that the lone meet of the week for the girls then? Are they have anything this weekend?
We're going to go to Cambridge on Saturday, Rich. Our boys will go to Ballantyne. We went up there last year, and we just didn't get a whole lot of mat time with our girls. So we're going to switch it up this year. And talking to Cambridge this past week, they're expecting about six or seven teams to bring their girls with them. So we're going to try the Cambridge tournament this Saturday and see how that works for us.